I'd like to start off by talking about a movie that my wife and I watched a while back. The movie is called Still Mine. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not. It is a good movie, and I would recommend it. In the movie, there's an elderly farmer who tries to build a new home for his ailing wife. In his path are overzealous government code officials and inspectors who force him to take drastic measures, because what he wants to do and what he's always done is build things himself. So he wanted to build this. They wanted to downsize because the farm that they lived on was getting older. He and his wife were already older in years. But he still thought that he had it in him to build them this small, tiny house to live in. Still on their land, but it was on this hill perched overlooking the bay. But people were always in his way. Like I said, code enforcers, inspectors, and eventually they took him to court because he just wasn't following the law, basically. The wife, whom the farmer still loved very much, she had trouble remembering things, and her mobility wasn't too good anymore. And this house was his one last gift to her. You see, they had always dreamed of building their retirement home in that very spot, but there's always something that seemed to delay that process. Now, why am I telling you about this movie? Well, at the end of the movie, the farmer he was able to finish building the home, and he was in the process of moving things from his existing home to this newer home. And he went inside the old home after pretty much everything was out, just reminiscing about old experiences that he and his family had had over the years in that home. And inevitably, between the living room and the kitchen, on the doorway, there's all these markings of his children and where, you know, how tall they were as they were growing up over the years. And he stopped to look at them, and he ran his hand up and down there, you know, and he became a little bit emotional, right? Because those markings meant something to him. Those markings told countless stories through memories that he would have. You know, if his little Johnny or whoever his son was, when he was 5 years old, he broke his arm on the farm while playing on the swing in the backyard. And he remembered that just by looking at that five-year-old marker on the doorpost. The markings made the father proud of his children to remember how they grew up as outstanding individuals and becoming parents of their own families over the years and seeing them succeed in life. But most importantly, those markings showed progress in the growth of his children throughout their teenage years. I want to focus on markings, but in a spiritual sense today. The focus of my sermon today will be on spiritual growth. Now, that's a rather very large topic to go over for a sermonette. So I'm going to try and narrow it down a little bit and correlate those markings that I just talked about with our spiritual maturity as Christians. The title of my sermonette today is Marks of Spiritual Growth. Marks of Spiritual Growth. Now, as I thought about those markings more and what they symbolize, what they stood for, I thought to myself, I wonder if God does the same thing with us as we're growing and becoming more spiritually mature as we grow older. Does he look down on us all and say, you know what? I see Kirk is notched up a little bit higher this year. Hopefully not lower, right? But higher. But we know that he does watch over all of us. But let me ask you a question. What's the purpose of this temporary human life once we are baptized? Isn't it to seek after and prepare for becoming spirit beings in the kingdom, to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, serve alongside him? God wants to make you and I, he wants us to be there. That should be our number one priority. That should be our mission, our goal in life, is to grow in spiritual maturity so that we can be and get to that next step in our lives. And to some extent, we have all succeeded in that regard, haven't we? We have grown spiritually, and we have allowed our Heavenly Father to draw another mark a little higher up on the wall than he drew the last one, so to speak. Now, if you correlate the two, our physical life is made evident by our ongoing growth and development as humans, from childhood all the way up to adulthood. That same can be said for our spiritual life as well. We must always be learning. We must always be changing, overcoming, and serving to be more like our elder brother, Jesus Christ, because we do those exact same things as we grow up as children, don't we? We learn things in school. We change over the years, our thinking, our thought pattern. We overcome obstacles that may come in our way. And we do. We serve others in our family and in the community. But the markings are going to be different between our physical growth and our spiritual growth. You see, as a parent, you will start marking the doorpost in the height of your child, maybe around the ages of 4 to 6. And every year, going up through their teenage years, as long as they're living at the house, they usually, on their birthday, they mark off another year where you're at. And of course, there might be a large growth spurt that you had the previous year, or maybe you didn't grow as much. But those markings are still there. And they show that physical growth. That's not the case, I don't think, when it comes to our spiritual growth, though. Yes, there is a beginning marker when we are baptized into God's family and start this journey, as most of us have, towards spiritual growth. But I don't think there should ever be an ending marker, should there? We should continue through perseverance our lifelong journey towards perfection, which we know that we can never attain, but just because we can never attain something doesn't mean that we should not strive for it. We should never stop learning and implementing God's way of life. That is what we signed up for, after all, when we were baptized into God's family. We said we don't want to go the way of the world, the way that we see things decaying in society. We want to choose this different way of life and to participate in that way, in God's way. Our Heavenly Father wants nothing more than to see us grow up and up and up, not necessarily physically speaking, although he probably does as well, but more importantly, spiritually speaking, just like parents do their children. That's why those markers are so important on the doorpost, because they show a continual progression of growth. Now, there's no need to feel overwhelmed. God doesn't expect giant leaps from us every single year. What he's looking for, I think, is that there is continual spiritual growth, however small it may be. We're not supposed to be overly zealous and focused a lot on our future, and at the same time, we're not supposed to necessarily be looking at the past. Focus on what you need for today, and thank God for each bit of progress in your life. Christ didn't say that following him and thereby entering the kingdom would be easy, did he? Remember, he compared squeezing through this narrow gate and saying that only a few people would go in that direction. The rest of the people wouldn't, because they wouldn't be able to overcome everything of the world around them. But with faith in God and Jesus Christ, we can get there. We have been getting there, haven't we? You don't have to turn there, but in Ephesians chapter 6, we know that the Apostle Paul compared physical armor and weapons of a Roman soldier to spiritual tools and weapons we need to be utilizing every single day if we are to enter the kingdom. Because we need those weapons of spiritual warfare to fight whatever is out there, whatever is bombarding us at a constant rate from the outside world, through television, through movies, through media, just by seeing and hearing people around us. We are always influenced, but in the negative sense. But this book influences us in a positive sense, doesn't it? It shows us the direction that we need to be going in. Remember that we are not defenseless if we are courageous and use those spiritual weapons and tools that God set out before us. His weapons and armor are mighty. The question is, will we put on that armor? Will we wield those spiritual weapons? And will we use the spiritual tools laid out in the pages of our Bible? We should be. Now you're probably asking, is he ever going to like talk about scripture? Here's the point where I am. So if you would, turn to the book of Ephesians. I was talking about Ephesians chapter 6. We're just going to go back a few chapters to Ephesians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul starts off by talking about walking in unity. Unity with each other, with the brethren, and unity with God himself and Jesus Christ at our side. And how we need to be unified together and with them as a family. He then moves on to talking about spiritual gifts. And in starting in verse 11, I'll be reading from the NIV version today. It puts it this way. It says, so Christ himself gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors, and teachers. So he gave all these different types of people to do what? What are they supposed to do? Well, just keep on reading in verse 12. To equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. That's what you and I need to be doing. Even if you aren't a pastor, or even if you aren't a deacon or an elder, there are countless ways that you can serve each other. Continuing on in verse 13, it says, until all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and in the NIV, it says, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So at the end of your life, when you look back on it and see that progression, hopefully that progression that you've had in your life, spiritually speaking, you can say that you have matured yourself, spiritually speaking. You have constant growth markers that have been notched out over the years. Continuing on in verse 14, it says, then we will no longer be infants, right? So we'll no longer be a person who is just still trying to remember the basics. But instead, verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. So we will attain that spiritual maturity in our lives. This is what you and I need to live for. This is what we need to achieve now so that we are well equipped for what comes next. And it's not hard to train for that, right? It's not hard to live that way of life. In some respects, it may be. We face trials on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, from either within our families, from outside of our families. It doesn't matter. We all face trials, health trials. And God and Jesus Christ, they help us to overcome them, don't they? The Apostle Paul also refers to our life as a race, right? The object of that lesson is not that you come in first, second, third, fourth, fifth. It's just that you cross the finish line, that you make it to that point in your life where you can say, I have achieved that or this. Our continued spiritual growth is attainable if we read and use the principles contained in this book, in the pages of our Bible, and are faithful, if we are continue to remain faithful and keep growing, to be zealous for God's word, not just to know it, not just to, okay, say, I've done this or I've done that, but to really sink our teeth, so to speak, into this book, to realize that if we're not living by every word from it, we can get swayed down a different path. And who knows? Maybe someday God will show you on a wall some markings. And when you ask, what are those? He will tell you how for many years he kept marking your spiritual growth right there. And that he was well pleased at your level of spiritual maturity, how you improved in your level over the years. So let's keep on doing that. We just came out of the days of unleavened bread. We were renewed. We were refreshed. Where our sins were totally forgiven of us. We're going forward to Pentecost, where we strive to remember that we are first fruits, that we are here for a purpose. Let's stick to that purpose and continue growing spiritually.